You are listening to WKAR, your NPR station for the Capital Region. I'm Mary Ellen Pitney. The sixth season of the Emmy Award-winning WKAR-TV kids science show, Curious Crew, premieres today.
Are you feeling curious?
Yeah!
The program explores ways of making science fun by taking a hands-on approach to investigating principles of science, technology, engineering, and math, also known as STEM. Joining me to talk about season six of Curious Crew is the show's host, Dr. Rob Stevenson, as well as senior producer Carol Yancho and a crew member, Genesis. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, so our first question, what kind of topics are you going to be exploring in this season of the show?
So we've got several really fun ones. I don't want to give them all away, but I'm really excited about our bowling episode because we had way too much fun doing that one. We also did some on convection, which was very interesting.
The premiere is going to be collisions, which you guys made some bumper cars and crashed them into a wall to illustrate elastic and inelastic collisions. So that one was fun. So a lot of different topics. It's all hands-on experiments with Dr. Rob.
Oh my gosh, that sounds like so much fun. This season of Curious Crew is incorporating something called Next Generation Science Standards into the show. What is that?
So one of the interesting things about the Next Generation Science Standards is we always start with phenomena that children try to figure things out. We've always had discrepant events at the beginning, but now we've got clues built in through the show so crew members can try to figure out those anchoring phenomena and then try to explain it at the end of the show.
And these are new standards that schools are trying to implement throughout the country, correct, Rob?
That is correct. They've been adopted throughout the country, and Michigan adopted these as the Michigan Science Standards in 2015. And I'm told frequently how often Curious Crew is used as content in the classroom as well as in homeschools, which is kind of nice for homeschool students.
Oh, that's a fantastic resource. One of the segments on Curious Crew is called Curious About Careers. How did the development of this segment come about?
So one of the things that we were excited about was trying to highlight women in the field of STEM. And being a male as the host, I wanted to have a balance of the gender as far as that model. And so we really wanted to bring this in, and we brought this in a number of years ago now. And we've got two wonderful people who've sort of taken the lead as far as interviewing folks in the field.
Yes, we have Genesis, who's here with us today, and then another host, Jenilyn. And we've been doing these segments for 4 years now. We won an Emmy 2 years ago. But basically, Genesis and Jenilyn do days on the job with women in different STEM careers. And we've done an airline pilot with Delta Airlines. We did a quality assurance food director for Little Caesars this year. We did an auto designer with Fiat Chrysler. It's a lot of different fun ones. And Genesis is one of our hosts that gets to do those.
Okay, well, this is a question for you, Genesis. What have been some of your favorite careers that you've gotten to explore?
I feel like some of my favorites, definitely Annie Markham. She was a zookeeper. Just her getting to work with animals, but also incorporating STEM into her job by figuring out how much they should eat and what's healthy for them. That was pretty interesting because I love animals. But then also meteorologist Emily Walls, she was pretty interesting.
How does a meteorologist predict the weather?
Well, we look at all sorts of stuff, including current weather data, such as temperatures, your wind speeds, wind direction, but also we look at weather models, which are based on mathematics and physics, and that's to analyze what might happen in the future.
Just getting to understand the weather more and how she helps so many people decide what they're gonna do for the day was pretty fun.
Curious Crew is already planning its next season, and with a new season, there are openings for new cast members. So how do kids try out for those?
Well, we have a casting call, which will be Saturday, May 2nd. Kids ages 9 to 13 can try out, and we only take 45. It's very tough. Rob labors over making those decisions.
It is very difficult. We have wonderful kids, and I always encourage them to please come back. If you don't get cast the first time, please come back and try out again, because we have some wonderful, wonderful kids who come out and show us some great thinking.
And it's a lot of fun. It's a fun day. Even kids that don't get cast into the show, I've been told by their parents how much fun they've had just coming out and being part of the whole experience.
We've been talking with Dr. Rob Stevenson, Carol Yoncho, and Genesis about season 6 of the WKAR-TV Kids Science Show, Curious Crew, which premieres today at 5:30 on WKAR-TV. Thank you all so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You are listening to WKAR.